Hi, may I speak to Leon Minor?
Yes.
Hi, this is Alicia with Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, I have a flat tire on the side of the road by the airport, by Shell's gas station. But I need a tire and rim. Because the spare tire went flat.
Okay, because we don't have a tire delivery service. You can either get a tire inflation or a tire change or a tow service.
Try the inflation. Because it was up, and then when I put the tire on, it just went flat.
Okay, and which tire is flat?
Both tires, the spare and the original tire. I hit a pothole and bent the rim. If you think they can bend the rim back, that tire, the original tires, it will air up. It's just the rim's bent on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they can bend it or if the driver could. But you said it will hold air, original tire?
Yes, the original tire will hold air. But the Shell's gas station doesn't have an air hose that doesn't work. They tell me it doesn't work.
Okay, and is it your driver's side tire,
the passenger,
rear front or passenger?
Front passenger side.
Okay. But you said the spare won't hold air?
Yeah, the spare, I don't know.
Ma'am, the spare is on the car. That's what he changed. He hit a pothole in the original tire. The original tire is bent. It won't hold air. It's seeping out. He put the spare tire on the car, and we left from the gas station going back to the airport to pick up someone, and the tire is flat.
Okay. So that's what I was telling him. We don't have a tire delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
So if the spare tire is no good,
if it get aired up, it might was flat before you put it on. You know, we never checked, just
right.
Put it on and pulled away and came down. If the tire won't hold air, then he will have to be towed.
Okay. And his coverage limit is one service every 72 hours, and he's covered for $100, at least for a tire change, or I'm not sure. Let me see how much it'd be for a tow service. If it's the same amount. And he's covered for 25 miles for a tow service.
Yeah, where he need to go is only 9 miles.
Okay. But I'm just saying, does he want to try the inflation first?
Yeah, he would like to try the inflation first, ma'am.
Because if that doesn't work, then he'd have to wait 3 days to not pay for a service, or he would have to pay out of pocket and submit a reimbursement consideration.
Oh, well, so I think the best thing for him to do is get it towed. Because if he inflated, then he go down the road and break down. That's going to have the truck coming out for no reason. At least he can get off the road, get the car to a safe location, and fix the car tomorrow himself.
Okay.
I think it's going to be best for you to get it towed.
Give me a
minute. Because if you inflate it, then you have to cancel something. And they would not come back and,
if I put the original tire on, air it up, the original tire just needs air. But, you know, like we got, came here, it gets back that far.
So that's what you want them to do, to come out and inflate that tire?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm just having to come out and air his tire up. You know, that's what he wants.
Would he change the tire?
What you mean, would he change the tire?
Would he take this tire off, put the other tire on?
Will he take the small tire off and put the big tire back on, man?
Well, that's the tire.
Those are two different
services? She said those are two different services.
Okay, I will put the big tire on.
He's going to go ahead and change the big tire. He's just waiting on the air. Okay.
Okay, and I just have to ask a few questions to make sure I send out the correct service vehicle.
Yes, go ahead.
Does the tire leak air over time?
What do you mean, leak air?
Yeah, it's seeping out.
Yeah,
like the big
yes,
one, like, yeah.
Yes, it'll drain out about 20 minutes, but I can make it back home in 20 minutes.
Okay. And can you access the air nozzle without removing
yes.
the hubcap? Okay, and does your vehicle have
no.
a locking lug nut?
No.
Okay. And just to verify your phone number for the driver, it's 317-693-0911.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text messages with the status of your business?
Yes, I guess. Yes, I guess.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Message and
no,
data rates
no,
may apply.
No, don't text message me.
Well, that just means if you don't already receive text messages, you would be charged.
Yeah.
But if you already get text messages on your phone,
okay.
plan,
how much is
you
it?
Won't be charged. Okay. How much is it? Well, no, I mean, do you normally get text messages from...
Yes, doctors and pharmacy. Okay.
Yeah, so you won't be charged. Now you say you're at the Shell gas station.
I'm right in front of the Shell gas station on the side of the road.
He's under the bridge down the street from the Shell gas station.
Yeah, under the bridge from Shell gas station.
So if they come in toward the airport, they'll see him with his blinking lights on. He's right down the street before the Shell gas station.
Yeah, I'm just like a block away from the gas station.
Okay, give me a minute. I'm just notating this so they'll see it.
Yeah, just a block in front of the gas station. Yes, right in front of
under the bridge.
Underpass that goes to the airport and the Shell gas station. I got my turn blinking lights on.
Okay. Because it's putting you at 8703 Colonel.
Say what now?
H. Weir Cook Memorial. The address, it puts you on Colonel.
Yes,
Cook
I think
Memorial
so.
Drive. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I have you located. So I'm going to reach out to a provider, and you will receive a text message with their name and estimated time of arrival.
Yes.
When it's dispatched to you. Okay, Mr. Meyer,
no.
Do you
so
have
you,
any other
you say I need to change, I need to put the original tire on the car, and he'll come and air it up.
Yes, and if
yes,
you can,
I can drive.
You know, drive it even with the bent rim.
Yes, I can make it home.
And make it home, yeah.
Because there's no place out here for me to get air.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll come inflated. Okay. So, Mr. Minor, I do thank you for contacting Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I hope you have a better night.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.